elevate your coffee routine with Strong Coffee Company's Black Instant Blend and Lattes. Both feature organic coffee, protein, MCTs, and adaptogens for sustained energy and mental clarity. You can use our discount, D-A-N-D-Z, and you can use that code at strongcoffeecompany.com.
It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz, and you could be next.
Part 2 of our interview with Trey Hubbard starts right now. If you missed part 1, you know what to do. Check out this past week's episode of The Fade Route with DNZ.
A lot of athletes struggle when the cheering stops and the uniform is put away, but how did you navigate that identity crisis of who am I without football? And what advice do you have for any athlete that's currently lost in that transition?
I think there are so many people that, you know, like you said, they get on a schedule, they have a regimen, and then all of a sudden they might get hurt, they might get cut. And it's like, oh man, football has been my whole life. And this is what I thought I was going to be. Who am I without football? How am I supposed to get by? And you lose that competitive edge, and it's just like you're kind of feeling like lost, you know?
You just age out, man. Like it's a young man's game. It's not forever. And nobody's guaranteed forever.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it happens at all levels. It happens in high school. It happens in college. You know, at some point, you're told that you can't play this game anymore, you know?
No, that is true. That is true. And the biggest thing for me is I had to stop chasing the jersey. Like, I went to Virginia Tech, and I walked on there, and it was all for clout. Like, it was all for just social media. Like, I wanted to say that I played there. And I played with, like, amongst of, like, a lot of great players that are in the league now. And I left there in 2016. They're still playing 7, 8, 9, 10 years in the league now, right? First round draft picks. And just being around that greatness kind of shows you like what it looks like, right? And so then you start to understand, like, okay, like, I transferred 4 times. I was chasing the jersey. I was chasing identity. I wanted to have that dopamine back. But then I realized that nobody cared when I took the jersey off. So then you have to find a way to show up for yourself and do things for yourself, because when you stop playing, there's no reason for us to even have a connection, because you're not going to the NFL, which that's what you were known for. That's so we thought, you know. And so my advice to people, you know, or to any athlete that's trying to find their identity is, you know, put yourself first. Understand there's nobody coming to save you. You can feel bad, throw a pity party, and do whatever you want to do, but at the end of the day, you got to look the person in the mirror and reconcile with them, you know, at the end of the day. And, you know, time waits for nobody. So find something that you can still compete in, you know, whether it's boxing or badminton or pickleball or whatever it is. Find a way that you can transfer those competitive skills and or nature and apply them, right? And that will still... It'll still feed you. Like, it'll still do what playing sports did for me.
Right. Just have fun. You know, it's a game, right? It's a game. At the end of the day, it's a game. And whether you're picking up another game or you're finding, you know, success somewhere else, maybe it's, you know, in the classroom, or maybe it's in business, or maybe it's something else. You can be competitive anywhere. But, you know, like you said, you got to find yourself. There's more to your life than just football or just baseball or whatever sport it is that you're playing.
Exactly.
More Labs Morning Recovery is the number one alcohol recovery supplement that helps you wake up clear-headed and refreshed. Clinically proven and trusted by thousands, with 20 million plus bottles sold and a 4.9 star rating, it works. Try it risk-free. Enjoy an exclusive 25% off discount on any product using our promo code DNZ at morelabs.com. That's 25% off using the promo code DNZ. morelabs.com. And I think that's where your faith comes in, because you're very open about finding your faith again during this sprint, and in a world that often leans on that hustle culture, the clout chasing, like you mentioned, self-reliance, just like, you know, a,
I mean, you were pre-NIL, but a lot of what you're saying resonates now in the current NIL culture in college sports. People just transferring year after year after year. So what role did surrendering to that higher power play in your ability to sustain that 2 a.m. grind when your body and your mind wanted to quit?
Man, because listen, like, I had to realize that everything that's going on in my life, it's not me. Like, none of this is me. Like, I couldn't have done this myself. And I give it all to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he's the one who wakes me up every single morning and allows and guides my step every single day, my steps every single day. And so you can rely on the worldly things and do everything for clout and do everything for social media. But at the end of the day, like, you're not going to be fulfilled. I used to do things just to post it on social media. And as soon as I closed the app, I would not be fulfilled. But every time that I prayed, every time that I was nervous or scared or I had a sickness or I was about to go into a boxing match and I prayed, all those feelings went away and I was fulfilled. I was at peace. And that's when I realized that, like, what am I trying to impress the man for? You know, because at the end of the day, like, nobody really cares about you. If you really, really sit back and think and you stop being the glue to a situation or a relationship, nobody's really looking for you. But you know who is, you know who's always looking for you, you know who's always knocking? Jesus Christ. And that's what's kind of like veered me away, man. I learned to start being more private and to just start letting him work and do things for me and let it happen how he wants to happen. I had to get out of my own way,
right?
Because I was doing things my way and that led me to transferring four times. But somehow, some way, he's found a way to pay for my school every time. I've transferred four times before. When I was in college, there wasn't transfer from Virginia Tech to Alabama. When I was in college, you had to transfer down or you right. had to sit out a year. There was no lateral or growing right. up. So I'm transferring from Virginia Tech to FBS to VMI, which is FCS, to JUCO, getting kicked out of a JUCO to a D2 coach that called me from, that was calling me in high school, that I blocked him on everything because he was annoying me. This dude gets a job at a Division I school called Wagner as a defensive coordinator. He calls me. He says, hey, our linebacker, mind you, I had just tore my Achilles at JUCO, so I had no scholarships coming out. First game. I was doing things my way, and I always felt like I was being punished. So this coach, shout out Dell Smith, he calls me. He's like, hey, we just had a linebacker get kicked out for stealing. We need a guy right now, full ride scholarship. And I'm like, I haven't played in 2 years. I've transferred four times. And this dude called, I haven't talked to this dude in 5 years. And why is he calling me? And I'm like, if I for 1 second think this is my doing, I'm delusional.
Right.
There's no way this is me.
No way.
And so God always made a way every time, man. Every single time. We all have a 100% survival rate of all bad days, no matter what. And I wholeheartedly believe that.
It's part of your journey.
Bingo.
100%. And a lot of that journey is the struggle to figure that out. Like, a lot of people don't realize it. Like, you know, I'm a teacher by trade, and it's like, we were just having this conversation in a professional development. Like, the kids don't understand that the failure is part of the process. You need to fail. Like, you need to fall flat on your face and pick yourself up. You need to, like, not say, oh, the teacher sucks. Like, I didn't study. You need to be accountable.
Accountability.
These are the things that you learn. And these are the things that can, you know, these are the things that can be illuminated for you in that moment of clarity when you finally surrender yourself over. Because at the end of the day, you have to do that.
Yeah, it's you got to look inward and think about what, like, you could do better. Like, what could I have done better? How could I have, you know, been better, escape this in my own way, you know?
100%, you know? And it's easy to just blame everybody. You know, that's the easy way out, 100%. But we'll get you out of here on this one, Trey. With your men's health feature on the horizon and a growing social media presence, you're moving from the work to the message. So when you look at the person you were, what is the one thing you want the person currently in that position to understand about the purpose that can be found through their pain?
Use it as motivation. You know, don't let what has happened to you. Everyone is addicted to, everyone, like, has a sad story. Everyone has a sad story. Everyone does, right? Everyone's addicted to that story. They, every time someone asks them who they are or whatever, they always want to talk about the bad things that happened in life. Yeah, I grew up homeless, or I was this or that or this or that, and I get it. I'm not trying to be insensitive to the situation or to someone else's situation, but understand that that doesn't define you. What you've been through doesn't completely define you, and you wake up every single day with a chance and a choice, right, to change that story going forward. Where do we go from here? And the moment you stop being a prisoner to your own mindset and you can say, listen, look, what's happened has happened, right? But what's going to happen, I'm going to do everything in my power to put myself in position to make it happen. Now, obviously, it's up to God to have the final say, but I'm going to do everything that I can down here, whether it's showing up to the gym, working out, eating right, being a nice person, you know, like being respectful, you know, as long as you can do everything in your power to do what you can do, everything will work out. Like everything, it always works out. It has never not worked out. If you get denied from a college and let's say you really wanted to go to Alabama and they didn't let you in, and then you go to LSU, you end up having the best time ever because you're like, dang, I didn't even want to come here. It's right. Always the things that you don't want to do, you always have the best time. So just be open, you know, be open and just allow yourself to learn. And if you fall, just fall forward. You know, God's got you every time. And that's my biggest thing.
100%, man. And it's one of those things that you need to, like, you need to get out of your own way and let the work happen. The purpose comes from there. But former D1 football player, Golden Gloves champion, cybersecurity specialist, and social media motivator, Trey Hubbard, thank you for coming on the In Route, brother. And if you want to be the newest member of the In Crowd, hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz. Where can our listeners find you, Trey? And when does the men's health feature drop so we know when to get it?
You can find me on Instagram at Trey_Hubbard and the men's health feature. Man, I've been hitting them up. I've been tapping them on the shoulder, you know, seeing where they're going to drop it. But I say within the next week or so, week or two. So
that's
my feet to the fire.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Keep an eye out, everybody.
Yeah, let us
keep
know. Make sure let us know.
Got you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.